A recent survey of OBGYNs in the state shows that doctors are concerned and confused by Texas abortion ban. 76% of doctors surveyed say they feel like they can't practice medicine according to best practices and evidence-based medicine, and 60% of those who responded fear legal repercussions. Dr. Damla Carson with Comprehensive Women's Healthcare in Houston says the guidelines are not clear.
The question is, how sick does a woman have to be? How close to death does she have to be confident that the state will deem that the intervention was warranted? There's just really no clarity around it. It's a very murky area.
Texas adopted the heartbeat bill in 2021 that bans abortion as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The legislation makes exceptions for a life-threatening physical condition or a serious risk of substantial impairment of a major bodily function. Those in the medical field say they're concerned the abortion law will create a shortage of OBGYNs in the state. Many of those surveyed say they're considering retiring early or leaving Texas because of the legislation. And 57% of resident physicians say the abortion law is relevant to their decision about staying in the state after residency. Carson says the law will negatively impact low-income and rural patients.
We already have one of the highest maternal mortality rates, and we have some staggering number of counties in the state of Texas that don't even have an OBGYN. And so that's going to get worse. And as usually happens, it's those individuals that have the least access to care are going to be hurt the most.
Carson has been involved in two legal challenges to the abortion ban, including the case of Kate Cox. The Houston mother of two received national attention after traveling to another state to obtain an abortion after it was determined her third child would not survive. Carson says she has one message for Texas lawmakers.
Abortion is health care, and health care decisions are complicated, and those decisions really should be left to individuals who have years and years of training to be able to navigate this space. And this is not political. This is medical.
For Public News Service, I'm Frieda Ross. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.